Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now to Hollywood, where there was a big award show last night. Best drama, best comedy, best animation. I'm talking, of course, about the 19th annual Golden Trailer Awards, honoring those mini films that break down movies into the equivalent of tweets, sometimes the best part of an evening at the movies, although why are trailers so loud? Last night, Black Panther took home the top trailer honor, Best of Show.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
Monica Brady is co-founder and executive producer of the Golden Trailer Awards. Monica, this is a whole community in Hollywood. This is considered high craft.
Oh, it is indeed. Trailers are an art form. It's a very difficult job to take a 90-minute to 120-minute movie and cut it down into 2 minutes that sells the public on going to see, their product. It's a high skill.
Right. And it's often the first time you get to see a movie that's coming to the theater soon. So it's your first impression. I love trailers, I have to admit. But talk about the one that won Best of Show. The Black Panther was such a great movie. Is that, part of why the trailer won? Because that bleeds over and people think, oh, that was a great movie and they vote for the trailer? Or what was it about that trailer that made it Best of Show?
I think with that trailer, it crossed so many boundaries of, age and just socioeconomic classes and stuff like that. It was a call to action to go see that movie. And there was like movements of GoFundMes and stuff like that to get large groups of people to go see it. And you want to go experience something as a group. And that's a phenomenon.
Because the trailer was immediately, obviously diverse, as was the movie. Really exciting. Let's listen to a little of Isle of Dogs, the trailer that won for Best Animation / Family.
The Japanese archipelago, 20 years in the future. Canine saturation has reached epidemic proportions. An outbreak of dog flu rips through the city of Megasaki. Mayor Kobayashi issues emergency orders, calling for a hasty quarantine. Trash Island becomes an exile colony. The Isle of Dogs.
Monica Brady, I remember this. I remember thinking, I gotta see this. As you're watching, a young boy arrives on the Isle of Dogs. He's looking for his lost dog. We see him searching. He gets in fights. There are bad guys. He's in the hospital. There's some kind of bomb. It really pulls you in. But also, it has an arc. Is that part of what a good trailer is? You feel like you've seen the movie.
Well, a great trailer is that you get a little bit of a beginning, a little bit of a middle, but no end, because the end is to go see the movie itself. So that's a great trailer because it leaves you wanting more.
By the way, what made you start this?
Well, it's actually a funny story. When I graduated from NYU, I'd optioned the rights to a book called Betrayed by F. Scott Fitzgerald by Ron Carlson with my sister Evelyn, and we'd written the screenplay, and we had enough money cobbled together to go shoot a trailer. And we went looking for trailer editors, and they're not credited anywhere at the end of the movie, at the end of the trailer, nowhere. And so these men and women were anonymous. And so my sister said, oh, well, there must be an award show, so we'll find them that way. So it's 1999, and we went looking, and there wasn't an award show. And so Evelyn's like, well, let's start one. Mm-hmm. And voila, the Golden Trailers were born.
And the rest is cinematic
history. The rest is history.
Yes. Well, let's listen to another of the winners. The Shape of Water won for Best Drama. And again, this is the trailer. It also, of course, won Best Picture Oscar. But this is the first time in the trailer that many of us saw this idea of a woman who couldn't speak, who falls in love with some sort of creature. I mean, the first time you saw this trailer, the creature's being researched in a science lab. She's cleaning there. She's a cleaning woman. Let's listen.
This may very well be the most sensitive asset ever to be housed in this facility.
You may think that thing looks human. Stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent, capable of language, of understanding emotions.
The plot thickens. Monica, what was it about this trailer that you think made it the winning one?
Well, it's so great on to listen to it is the background music is so lyrical and matched with those images. It draws you in and makes you want to see more of that. It's the music in that one is very well crafted and very well chosen to draw you into her story and to feel empathy for the creature that looks different from us, from humans.
We know you also have the Golden Fleece Award. What's that?
Oh, that is a crowd favorite. It's when the studio or, you know, the film company has a film that they have to get, you know, seen. That's their job. They're marketers. And they've taken a not-so-great movie and made a fantastic trailer.
Let's listen. This year's winner was the trailer for the film The Meg. The trailer itself is called Carnage. Let's listen a little.
How big is that thing?
It was the largest shark that ever existed.
A living fossil.
Thought to have been extinct over 2 million years. Wrong.
What we're seeing, researchers underwater in some kind of submarine, and they come across this giant shark, the megalodon, the Meg, which was thought to be extinct. Is this, I mean, do people actually accept this award, given that it's for the trailer that was better than the film?
They accept it and they love the award. It's actually everyone's favorite.
So lots of applause. Hey, Monica Brady, yep. So you've got this great thing going, your trailer awards. Are you ever going to make your movie?
I am actually looking to shoot Betrayed by F. Scott Fitzgerald in the winter of this year. And I did make a film last year, and it got released on March 20th, called Above All Things. It was an independent feature film. So I did make my movie.
Well, in
19 years later, yay.
I was going to say 19 years. Good for you. Monica Brady, co-founder and executive producer of the Golden Trailer Awards. Look for her trailer for her film that she's making next year. Monica, thank you.
Thank you.